Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Still with us through for the rest of this hour, Susan Weigel, Senate President Susan Weigel. Now, I know, Madam President, there's a lot. We've talked a little bit about the budget. We've talked about Medicaid expansion. But there's got to be some other things that I know you're passionate about. Certainly, you're passionate about changing the daylight savings time, right?
Well, that was introduced in the House, and, you know, I think people would like to see that happen. Last year, they introduced it in the Senate, and it didn't pass. I think the bigger issue is we're really trying to work with a bunch of consumer groups on having a study as to why our electricity rates are just through the roof compared to other states.
Amen. A much more important piece of legislation.
Right. Some community groups are raising awareness, and they're saying, look, we are higher by 6 to 34%, higher than all our surrounding states. It is preventing business from moving into Kansas, especially if you're a manufacturer, because utility rates are one of the things they look at. And, you know, Kansas families shouldn't be paying that much for electricity. We've had 43 rate hikes in the last 10 years, and we're trying to shine some sunlight on what's going on over in the Kansas Corporation Commission and try to determine why are our rates higher than other rates in the Midwest.
Now, you know, that's I know we looked at a little bit last year. We kind of explored towards the end of session. The House looked at this issue. I'm glad to hear you guys are taking it early in the session so there may be some way to respond, because it is an issue. And when you look at things like sales tax on food and some of the other issues, compounding that with electricity costs, it's bad for business. It's bad for the folks at home. Utility rates. I know in my old House district, we had, I think, the number one or number two utility electric rate payer in the state, actually in part of Southwest Wichita. And trust me, that will hamper business growth more than education funding, high utility rates. So I'm glad to hear that you guys are addressing that.
Absolutely.
So what else have you got? I mean, I know there are things that are pressing. The House introduced a bill recently to, you know, give driver's licenses to illegals. I don't think that one's probably going anywhere. Do you see anything else coming that we need to know about?
Well, we are concerned. Laura Kelly, after she was elected, she didn't talk about this on the campaign trail.
Amazing.
She said, she said that under Governor Brownback, on some of our assistance, on our Medicaid types of assistance, in order to receive them, we require, if you're an able-bodied adult without children in the home, we require that you work to receive that assistance. And we put time limits on how long you can receive assistance. And she wants to do away with some of those restrictions. And, it's better to teach people how to fish than to give them a fish.
Yep.
So I think training people in the workplace, teaching them how to get to work on time and how to function with basic skills, and making sure if they're going to receive state assistance that they're working, if they're physically able, that's the right thing to do.
Well, and again, you know, this comes down to their whole mindset. They seem to care. They don't care while you're in the womb, but because you can't vote for them. But once you can potentially vote for them, well, then it's all about trying to, you know, build the entitlement state and create that government dependency. I remember when she talked about this, I saw the news coverage of it, and I remember thinking to myself, you know, that's a perfect way to help someone not learn self-sufficiency, to make them dependent on the state for their living or for, you know, whatever they need to survive. And I'm glad to see so many of these things. People ask, are they going to happen? I keep telling folks, no. you've got a House and you've got a Senate that can push back on her. If the executive orders, that's a different story. But I, you know, at least you're there as that backstop, and we need that.
Absolutely. Which, you know, Kansas is a very Republican state, and it's a sad thing when we elect a Democrat governor. But thankfully, we've got a strong legislature, and we will push back. And the parties have become, you know, very differentiated. I mean, the Democrats are becoming much more progressive, much more liberal,
absolutely,
and much more pro-big government. And I just can't imagine having, even electing a Democrat governor in Kansas. It's just not healthy for the state.
Well, before I let you go, I have to ask the question. You know, there's been a lot of speculation. We have a Senate seat opening up. U.S. Senate seat opening up. Is that something? And I know I doubt you're going to break any news tonight, but, you know, your name's been thrown out there. What are your thoughts?
Well, I am strongly considering that, and certainly I'm taking a lot of calls of people encouraging me to take that. As you know, John, it's good when you're in leadership in the legislature that you move on, because there's people underneath you who want to rise up to the top. And I've been elected Senate president twice now. I'm in my seventh year. I was planning on leaving the legislature and not running again, so it is perfect timing for me. So right now, my goal is to be the backstop for the Laura Kelly proposal. And as soon as session's over, we'll be looking at that U.S. Senate seat.
Well, Senator, I wish you the best of luck. Please, we appreciate you. We appreciate, you know, folks follow you on Twitter and Facebook to keep the updates. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep fighting the good fight for us. And we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on this evening. Coming up after the break, we've got Vice Mayor Jeff Blueball.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.